Hey folks, Barb McQuaid here. This is a recording of my latest note for Cafe Insiders. If you stream it, they will come. As always, please write to us with your thoughts and questions at letters@cafe.com. Dear listener, the keen interest in last week's oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court make it clear that the time has come for cameras in federal courtrooms. Unlike state courts, federal courts have long prohibited cameras. The debate over cameras in the courtroom is nothing new. The issue is the subject of perennial discussion in Congress, where nearly every year, legislation is introduced that would allow cameras in federal courtrooms. Preet Bharara and Joyce Vance discussed some of this history on a recent episode of the Cafe Insider podcast. But live audio coverage of the arguments in the Texas abortion case and the New York gun control case were both live-streamed on the court's website, a new innovation since the onset of the COVID pandemic. Listening to the live arguments was incredibly interesting, informative, and at times entertaining. It provided the general public with an opportunity that's usually available only to the insiders who are able to attend court hearings in person. Most of us lack the resources to travel to Washington, D.C. and wait in line to score some of the scarce seating that's available to the public. And during the pandemic, no members of the public have been permitted to attend at all. The live stream audio broadcast allowed the rest of us to gain deeper insights into the legal issues before the court, as well as the viewpoints and personalities of the justices. It's not clear whether the live stream audio coverage will continue when the pandemic ends. And while it was useful to hear the questions and answers live, the audio coverage without video images was missing some important nonverbal information. I follow the court fairly closely, and I was not always able to identify which justice was speaking. Among the women justices, the task was easier because there's so few of them. Justice Sotomayor is the one with the Bronx accent. Justice Barrett is the one with the high-pitched voice. Justice Kagan is the witty one, sarcastically referring to the authors of the constitutionally suspect abortion statute as, quote, some geniuses. Among the male justices, the identity of the speaker was a little tougher to discern, just because there are so many of them. I recognized and remembered the voice of Justice Kavanaugh from his relatively recent confirmation hearing. I can still hear in my head the sound of his voice saying, "I like beer." But why require the mystery? Since 1979, C-SPAN has televised the work of Congress and later expanded its focus to include meetings and speeches within the executive branch. The mission of C-SPAN is to provide gavel-to-gavel coverage of important matters of public debate directly to the public without any commentary, filtering, or distortion by point of view. Similarly, televising or video streaming court hearings would enhance public awareness and understanding of the work of the judicial branch of government. In addition to Supreme Court arguments, arguments before courts of appeal or trial in district courts would bring transparency to the court system. Public visibility into our government provides an important oversight function. In a democracy of, by, and for the people, an informed electorate is essential to making decisions of self-government. And while federal judges are appointed for life rather than elected, their work is an important factor to consider in electing presidents or in lobbying Congress for changes in the law. During the pandemic, some lower federal courts have been experimenting with live streaming audio and video of court hearings, and the world has not ended. In fact, when U.S. District Judge Linda Parker conducted a sanctions hearing in Detroit in an election fraud case in July, 13,000 people tuned in to watch it live on YouTube. If you stream it, they will come. But some judges are dragging their feet on wholesale change. Chief Justice John Roberts has characterized television coverage of courts as a, quote, dramatic change that would be, quote, harmful, and has argued that the work of the courts is already the most transparent of the three branches. But even if the courts are more transparent than other branches, that doesn't mean that they are optimally transparent. Some of this reluctance is likely based on security concerns. While it's no doubt easier to manage a courthouse without permitting cameras inside, rules could be put in place to limit coverage to protect juror privacy, witness safety, and the physical security of the building. Concerns for the privacy of jurors and witnesses don't apply at all in appellate cases. Another security concern may be that video coverage would make federal judges more recognizable by members of the public, which heightens the risk for them when they're outside the courthouse. Threats to judges are a serious problem, but not one that is exacerbated by cameras in the courtroom in any meaningful way. Anyone intent on targeting a federal judge can readily find their photo on Wikipedia. The reluctance also comes from a fear of disrupting the judicial process. Some defenders of the status quo point to the O.J. Simpson murder trial in the 1990s, when California State Court Judge Lance Ito became a prime focus of the television coverage. Some judges or lawyers may be inclined to go even further and grandstand to gain attention. For anyone who's ever seen Representative Jim Jordan participate in a congressional hearing, it's not difficult to imagine a judge or litigant seizing the opportunity to play to the cameras to score political points for themselves or a cause they support. There may also be a fear among judges that exposing their work to the public will somehow diminish the sanctity of the court. If there are cameras in the courtroom, then snippets of a justice's remarks may become fodder for late-night comedy shows or social media memes, denigrating the public respect for the courts. Maybe so, but that argument does not outweigh the important value of providing public access to the courts in a representative democracy. The time has not just come, it's long overdue for cameras in the courtroom. Get ready for your close-up, Chief Justice Roberts. Stay informed, Barb.